Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. Crimes on the high seas are judged in Barbados Court of Law. On this day, July 12th in the year 1823, the Barbadian published the details of a gruesome incident which occurred in international waters. The perpetrator sailed into Barbados, where he was held and tried in the court of law for his dreadful crimes. The reporting on this day established that on the previous Wednesday, July 9th, one seaman by the name of Johnson faced the judgment of a court of vice admiralty sessions in a trial for murder on the high seas. Testimony within the trial, based on eyewitness accounts, told how Johnson, in a prolonged tirade of anger, murdered a number of the crew members and discarded their bodies overboard. The background to the events that came together to create this situation began in Europe, when the Colombian privateer Aguila, sailing from Malagua in southern Spain en route to Havana, Cuba, with a cargo of olives, oil, fruit, salt, etc., encountered and captured the Spanish brig Maria Dolores early in May, not far from Gibraltar. Some members of the crew of the Colombian privateer were installed to man the captured Spanish brig. James Martin was put on board as the prize master, along with Johnson, the accused, Murray, Hutchinson, Antonio Martinez, William Crumpsty, and a mulatto, one of the crew members of the Colombian privateer, along with the captain of the captured vessel, Maria Dolores. The orders given were for them to sail to Guayra in northern Venezuela, where they were home porting, because by 1823, after its independence from Spain, Venezuela, along with Colombia, Panama, and Ecuador, formed the Republic of Gran Colombia, an obvious rival state to Spain. 10 days into the journey, Murray got drunk. He was put in irons for 2 days, and the day after his release, again being intoxicated, Murray got into an argument with Johnson, the accused. The nature of the argument between their shipmates was about whose turn it was to man the helm, where at the time, Crumpsty was manning the helm and was due to be relieved at the start of the mid-watch. At some point, Johnson left the deck, went below, and resurfaced with a pistol, immediately shooting Murray dead on the spot, in full view of shipmate Crumpsty and prize master James Martin. Murray's body was immediately thrown overboard. This era in history, following from the 1600s, was one mired in the struggle for riches, power in trade, and the control of lands across the world, which was played out not only across countries and people groups, but at different levels across societies. This saga was therefore the embodiment of the time where lives and livelihoods threatened exacted inhumane responses. The details of this unfortunate and horrendous event will continue as the travesty on the high seas develops and Barbados is drawn into the outcome.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.